以下讲座是关于圣典博加雅谈第四篇第二十章第二十一个诗节的题目是政治与传教，讲者是 Nisimha Swami Maharaj， 日期是2002年6月20号，地点是香港庙的。
Vilokitam Nasakad Ashrulochana Nakinchano Vacha Sabhaspa Viklavo Redo Pagu Yamam Madadavastita Sa
Sa
He
He
Ta
Adiraja
Adiraja
The original king
The original原本的国王
Rachita Anjala
Rachita Anjana
With folded hands
With folded 双手合十
Harim
Harim
The supreme personality of Godhead
The supreme personality 至尊人格首神
Vilokitam
Vilokitam
To look upon
To look upon 回顾
Na
Na
Not
Not But
Asakat,
Asakat
was able
曾经能够
Ashrulochana
Ashrulochana
His eyes full of tears
His eyes 他的眼睛充满泪水
Na
Na
Not
Not But
Kinchana
Kinchana
Anything
Anything 任何东西
Uvacha
Uvacha
Spoke
Spoke讲个说话
sa,
sa
he
he 他
baspa viklava
baspa viklava
his voice being choked up
他的语音语塞
rida with his heart
with his heart 以他的内心
upaguya
upaguya
embracing
embracing 拥抱着
Amam,
Amam,
the Lord,
主
Adat,
Adat,
he remained,
他 remained, 他逗留
Avastita,
Avastita,
standing,
站着
Translation, the original king, Maharaj Prithu, his eyes full of tears and his voice faltering and choked up, could neither see the Lord very distinctly nor speak. To address the Lord in any way. He simply embraced the Lord within his heart and remained standing in that way with folded hands.
今天读圣典博加谈第四篇第二十章第二十一个诗节，译文。在原本的国王 Prithu Maharaj 毗陀国王，他的眼睛充满了泪水，他的语音震荡同埋系语塞嘅。佢咧唔，佢系见唔到主啦。好能够好清晰咁样啦，亦都唔能够咧系好好咁样去称呼主啊。佢净系咧系喺佢内心里边咧系拥抱着主啦，而咧系继续咧系站着啦，同埋咧系双手合十嘅。
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Just as Krishna is addressed in the Brahma Samhita as Adi Purush, the original personality, so King Prithu.Being an empowered incarnation of the Lord is referred to in this verse as Adiraja, the original or ideal king. He was a great devotee and at the same time a great hero who conquered over all the undesirable elements in his kingdom. He was so powerful that he was equal in fighting to Indra, the king of heaven. He gave protection to his citizens, keeping them engaged in pious activities and devotion to the Lord. He did not collect a single cent of taxes from the citizens without being able to give them protection from all calamities. The greatest calamity in life is to become godless and therefore sinful. If the state head or king allows the citizens to become sinful by indulging in illicit sex, intoxication, meat-eating, and gambling, then the king is responsible, and he has to suffer the resultant sequence of reactions for the sinful lives of the citizens, because he levies taxes on them unnecessarily. These are the principles for a ruling power. And because Maharaj Parikshit observed all the principles for a ruling chief, he is referred to here as Adi Raja. Even a responsible king like Maharaj Prithu can become a pure devotee of the first order. We can distinctly see from King Prithu's behavior how he became ecstatic both externally and internally in pure devotional service. Just today we have seen in the newspapers of Bombay that the government is going to repeal its prohibition laws. Ever since Gandhi's non-cooperation movement, Bombay had been kept dry and has not allowed its citizens to drink. But unfortunately, the citizens are so clever that they have increased illicit distillation of liquor. And although not being sold publicly in shops, liquor is being sold in public lavatories and similar abnormal places. Unable to check such illicit smuggling, the government has decided to manufacture the liquor at cheaper prices so that people can have their supply of intoxication directly from the government instead of purchasing it in public lavatories. The government failed to change the hearts of the citizens from indulging in sinful life. So instead of losing the taxes they collect to inflate the treasury, they have decided to manufacture liquor to supply to the citizens who hanker after it. This kind of government cannot check the resultant actions of sinful life, namely war, pestilence, famine, earthquakes, and similar other disturbances. Nature's law is that as soon as there are discrepancies in regard to the laws of God, which are described in Bhagavad Gita as dharmashaglani, or disobedience to the laws of nature or God, at once there will be heavy punishment in the form of sudden outbreaks of war. We have recently experienced a war between India and Pakistan. Within 14 days, there have been immense losses of men and money, and there have been disturbances to the entire world. These are the reactions of sinful life. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant to make people pure and perfect. If we become even partially pure, as described in the Bhagavatam, Nasta Praeshva Bhadreshu, by development of Krishna consciousness, then lust and greed, the material diseases of the citizens, will be reduced. This can be made possible simply by broadcasting the pure message of Srimad Bhagavatam, or Krishna consciousness. Big commercial and industrial firms have contributed many thousands of rupees to a defense fund that burns the money in the form of gunpowder. But unfortunately, if they are asked to contribute liberally to advance the Krishna consciousness movement, they are reluctant. Under the circumstances, the world will periodically suffer from such upsurges and outbreaks of war, which are the consequences of not being Krishna conscious.
Okay. 就好似 Krishna 咧喺婆羅诃摩赞咧 Brahma Samhita 咧系咁讲咧，系就称呼为咧系 Adi Purusha， 即系咧最原始嘅人物啊。所以咧 Prithu 国王咧，佢系受赋予力量嘅主一个嘅化身嚟嘅。所以咧呢度亦都喺呢个诗节咧被描述为 Adi Raja， 即系话咧最原本咧或者系好理想嘅国王嚟嘅。佢系一个伟大嘅奉献者咧。咁有阵时咧， 一个伟大的英雄，他能够征服所有在他的国土里面一些不想要的元素，所以他是这么有力量的，他能够跟天帝Indra同等地在斗，他能够保护市民，他也能够 喺係將嗰啲市民咧係從事於咧係虔誠嘅活動啦，同埋對主嘅奉獻服務嘅。佢嚟講咧，佢唔會因為唔能夠保護市民咧，而係免於所有嘅災難咧，而去徵收咧係税項嘅。而最大嘅災難咧，喺生命嚟講咧，就係變為係無神論啦，因此咧係而變得係罪惡啊。如果一個嘅政府嘅首長啦，或者個國王咧，係容許市民咧係變得係罪惡，意思即係話咧係去呢個嘅沉溺於咧非法嘅性生活啦、溺麻醉品啦、肉食啦，同埋咧係賭博啊。如果咁樣嘅話咧，國王咧就係要負責啦。一個咁嘅國王咧，要苦受於咧佢呢個嘅活動嘅結果啊，一個反應啊，就係咧讓市民咧係過一個罪惡嘅生活啊，而咧佢係徵收啲税項咧係無必要咁樣去做啊。因此咧，去管理啊呢個國家嗰個嘅原則咧，就係、是、以上就係、是、咁樣以上嘅嘢啦。所以咧，普里圖國王咧，佢係完全啊遵守啊呢啲嘅管理嘅原則啦，同埋咧佢咧係被稱為咧係叫 Adi Raja 嘅。咁呢個第一段嚟嘅。
Om Agyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is giving us some information about some of the failures in modern times in relation to government.
咁聖巴奧巴呢個要旨裏邊咧，係講到咧，有呢個國家嘅裏邊嘅政府咧，佢哋係唔能夠咧係好好管理呢個國家。
We have the examples in Srimad Bhagavatam of very great governments under kings like Maharaj Prithu.
我哋啲例子咧，就好似呢個經典講到啦，係 Maharaj Prithu 啲毗陀國王咧，佢嘅例子啊。
His qualifications are described how he was not only able to protect the citizens, but he was also able to satisfy the Supreme Lord.
咁呢度講到咧，佢唔單止能夠係好好管理啲。同埋保護啲市民啦，而且佢能夠咧係滿足自尊主嘅。
The real government is actually meant to protect people from sinful life。
一個真正嘅政府咧，佢就能夠咧係免於嗰啲人民咧係做一啲罪惡嘅活動嘅。
But as Prabhupada is describing, even in countries like India, which is supposed to be a pious country, the government encouraged the people in sinful life。
但係反之咧，而家個情況就係唔同啦。甚至乎好虔誠嘅國家，例如印度咧，佢都係容許啲市民咧係做一啲嘅罪惡嘅活動嘅。
That even in India, we find that there's so much propaganda about abortion, and it is very common everywhere in the streets. You see advertising propaganda encouraging women to abort children.
咁而家咧喺印度咧，你會發現到咧好多廣告同埋宣傳咧係。係鼓吹咧啲婦女去墮胎啊。
So governments are very in the modern time, practically all the whole world is just made up of atheistic governments.
所以而家整個世界咧，嗰啲嘅政府咧都係好無神論嘅。
And where the governments are atheistic, we see that the people are very sinful.
如果個政府係變得無神論嘅話咧，嗰啲人民咧就會係好罪惡嘅。
Sin means illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating.
喺呢度講咧，罪惡嘅意思咧，就係話一啲嘅非法嘅性生活啦，佢係吸食麻醉品啦、肉食啦，同埋咧係呢個賭博嘅。
It is the duty of the government to restrict these activities and to prohibit the citizens from performing sinful activities.
其實呢個係政府佢嘅首要嘅責任咧，就係要保護。人民咧係免於咧係從事於呢啲嘅罪惡嘅活動啦。
But instead, because it is such a godless age, the government simply encouraged the people in these things.
但係由於呢個罪惡嘅年代啊，嗰啲政府咧反而咧去鼓勵咧係啲人民係做以上嘅嘢嘅。
When there was a mad cow disease in England, one of the ministers for agriculture. He had his picture taken eating a beef burger, and he was saying, I am enjoying these things, you can also eat them. Because people were afraid to eat beef, because they thought maybe there will be this mad cow disease in the meat.
曾几何时呢, 在英国, 曾经有疯牛症, 发生, 这个农业部长呢, 他呢, 在宣传那里呢, 是吃着一个牛扒呢, 是, 跟市民说, 我都是, 还吃着牛扒, 所以你们不用怕, 你们可以吃牛的。
In this way, they encourage people that they should eat meat. Don't worry about disease. Don't worry about any of the problems which might come from eating these things. Just enjoy.
那些部长呢, 就是这样鼓励人民, 他们说呢, 你们就去享受啦, 你们就去食肉啦, 那不需要担忧任何其他的事情会发生的。
Prabhupada gives the example in Bombay how nowadays in India everywhere they're selling liquor, and the government are promoting this because they are taking the taxes from liquor.
就好似巴巴巴在耀子嗰度咧，系讲到一个政府啊喺呢个孟买嗰度啊，咁佢哋咧系公然咁样咧系推广咧呢个嘅酒类嘅饮品啊。点解咧？因为佢哋可以从中咧系收取呢个税收啊。
And the same with cigarettes. Although everybody knows that cigarette smoking is very bad for people's health, they don't ban it everywhere. They simply put taxes on it.
同樣咧，係呢個煙草都係咁樣嘅。咁啲政府咧，或者所有市民都知道咧，係啲吸煙危害健康嘅啦。但係咧，佢哋冇去禁制啲人去吸煙啊，反而咧，佢哋依然咧係容許啲人去做咧，而咧仲係徵收啲税收添。
So the government utilizes different sinful activities to give themselves more and more taxes so that they can have bigger salaries for the politicians.
那些政府人员就是在这个罪恶活动里面是征收重税，那他们这样做只会是令一些高层的政府的官员得到更多的薪水而已。
I met this one American man who was a practicing lawyer in America, and he told me that the lawyer's business is to give money to politicians so that politicians will pass laws so that the lawyers can make more money.
咁我有識得有人咧，佢喺美國嗰邊咧係做法律方面嘅事務嘅。 咁佢咧就講我聽啊，佢話咧喺美國嘅做法律嘅事務方面咧，我哋要係俾一啲嘅賄款啦，係俾啲或者係捐款啦，係俾一啲政客，等佢哋咧好容易咁樣去將某啲法律咧係呢個合法化。They
don't make laws just to protect people nowadays. They simply make laws so that lawyers can make more money.
咁佢哋去立法啦，立啲法律出嚟咧，等。 更多的條文呢,
he was a lawyer in New York for many years. He had experience of the whole system, and he told me the whole legal system just stinks.
他本身呢,在做律師呢,做了很多年,在紐約那裡,他告訴我,就是說現在的法律制度是這麼腐敗的。People
think, oh, China's so corrupt. Or India is so corrupt, but they don't know America is so corrupt as well.
咁好多人咧都知道咧，係即係大陸政府咧就係好腐敗啦，或者係一啲印度嘅政府亦都好腐敗啦。但係好多人都唔知，其實咧美國嗰方面咧都係好腐敗嘅。Everywhere
the politicians, these people, they're just simply interested in making more money for their own self, and they never think about how to protect the people.
咁好多嘅政府咧，都係諗住點樣可以令到自己賺更多嘅錢咧。佢好少會諗下咧，點樣去更好咁保護呢個市民嘅。So
we have practical experience of this in our own lives. We can see what kind of civilization we're living in.
咁其實咧，我哋個個都經驗得到呢啲事情㗎啦。而我哋而家住喺呢個咁樣嘅環境咧，係點樣情況？That
everywhere people are simply indulging in all kinds of sinful activities.
咁其實每一笪地方咧，好多人咧都係從事於一呢啲嘅非法嘅活動嘅。And
Prabhupada explains the reactions of these sinful activities comes in the form of so many wars in the world, as well as different natural calamities.
咁同埋呢方面嘅罪恶活动咧，因为啲人咧系做咁多罪恶活动咧，佢呢啲嘅活动嘅反应咧就系引致咧好多嘅灾难咧，好多嘅战争咧系出现嘅。
The solution is to spread the message of Krishna consciousness by preaching the message of scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam。
咁解救嘅方法咧，就系我哋要传播咧系更多嘅 Krishna 之觉啦，同埋咧系讲述咧系。好似《博加亚谈》啊，呢啲经典嘅真相俾佢哋听。
But the godless society has no interest in such things。
但系一个无神论嘅社会嚟讲咧，佢哋系冇兴趣咧，系呢方面嘅提子嘅。
Prabhupada says in the purport, how big companies they will give lots of money to the governments to buy more and more guns and make more and more bombs。
咁巴布巴咧喺度讲到啦，嗰啲大公司咧会系。俾錢俾政府啦，咁政府咧就會買更多嘅武器翻嚟啦，買更多嘅呢啲嘅戰爭嘅用品翻嚟啦。
But if you ask these big companies to give some money for spreading Krishna consciousness, then they have no interest。
但係我哋問呢啲嘅大公司咧，係捐一啲嘅款項咧嚟到傳播 Krishna 知覺嘅時候咧，佢哋完全咧係冇興趣嘅。
So this is the nature of Kali Yuga that people are very unfortunate. It's a veryinauspicious time.
因此咧，我哋而家知道咧，喺呢个嘅卡利年代啊，一般嘅人民咧，佢哋咧就系咁不幸啦，佢哋咧系喺一个咁受苦嘅情况出现。
People elect godless leaders. Godless people elect godless leaders.
一啲咁无神论嘅人民咧，佢哋喜欢咧个无神论嘅政府嘅。
And it simply makes more and more disturbance in the world.
咁樣嘅情況咧，只會令到呢個世界咧有更多嘅呢啲紛爭同埋騷亂咧係出現嘅。
We see that India is no different practically from anywhere else in the world now。
而家我哋見到咧，印度咧其實基本上嚟講咧，同其他世界每個地方咧都係差不多嘅。
That people are also eating meat and taking intoxication there。
咁人民咧嗰度嘅地方咧都有係食肉啦，佢哋都有吸食麻醉品嘅。
Illicit sex is the propaganda for sex is in every movie and in every magazine.
喺每一页嘅杂志啦，喺每一出嘅戏嗰度咧，都有啲推广咧，系关于呢个非法嘅性生活嘅。
And it's become simply another godless civilization.
因此咧，印度咧而家变得咧系另一个咧系一个咁无神论嘅文明嚟嘅。
So.They only hope for this civilization, just like in Srimad Bhagavatam, it was asked that now that Krishna has left this world, where will people get light?
咁唯一嘅希望咧，喺呢个文明里边咧，系更加好嘅方法咧，就好似咧系 Krishna 咧系离开呢个地球嘅时候咧，咁亦都有一个问题咧，就系话其他人咧点样可以得到曙光咧？
So the answer was given in Srimad Bhagavatam that people.
嗰個答案咧喺《博加雅談》咧係可以揾到嘅。
That we feel the disturbance of this society, then we also have to look, find relief through taking shelter of the message of Krishna.
咁如果我哋覺得呢個社會咧係有咁大嘅騷擾喺度咧，我哋都要托庇《博加雅談》咧係找到答案嘅。
I was in Thailand, for example. Thailand is a country where they have a king, and people have great love for their king.
咁我曾經喺泰國啦，咁泰國咧佢哋有皇帝嘅，咁好多人都係好愛戴咧呢個皇帝嘅。
On the king's birthday, they honor the king by closing all of the slaughterhouses.
咁喺呢個嘅皇帝咧係生日嘅時候咧。咁佢哋決定咧，係將所有嘅屠場咧係關閉嘅嗰日。
And because it's a Buddhist country, they have also put a law. They put a law against abortion. Abortion is not allowed.
咁因為嗰個國家咧係屬於佛教嘅國家啦，所以佢哋亦都立法咧，就話唔准許咧係呢個嘅墮胎嘅。
So that is something in their credit. It shows the advantage of having a society where there's still some religious principles.
咁我哋可以睇下咧，有啲嘅國家咧，佢依然咧係有一啲宗教原則咧係遵守緊嘅。
But in countries like America or in China, where there's in China, for example, the official religion is atheism, and in America, there is supposed to be whatever religion you want to, you can believe in, but it means actually there's no religion.
咁譬如我哋睇到咧，喺中國嚟講咧，咁佢哋即係亦都承認咧，本身係一個無神論嘅政府嚟嘅。但喺美國嚟講咧，佢哋理應嚟講咧係有神論，但係佢哋容許咧係你信咩宗教，你都可以係去做嘅。咁其實即係另一個形式嘅無神論嘅。
In America, they say you have the right to choose your own religion, freedom of religion.
喺美國嚟講咧，佢哋會有宗教自由啦，你可以選擇你任何嘅宗教。But
it's just like when someone says, "Well, I'm the servant of everyone," then that means you're servant of no one.
但如果一個人佢咁講啊，我係所有人嘅仆人，咁意思即係話咧，佢冇任何嘅主人去服務。So
if they say, "Well, we accept all religions," it means they don't really accept any religion.
如果佢講咧，佢話接受所有嘅宗教，其實真正嚟講咧，佢都冇接受任何嘅宗教。And
we see that in America, there are so many social problems, so much disturbance because the whole country is so godless.
咁我哋見到美國嚟講咧，佢哋咧係好多嘅社會上好多嘅問題同埋騷擾喺度嘅。咁因為咧，佢整個社會都係無神論嘅。How
can you speak about God if you don't know anything about Him?
如果你講神嘅 事情的話,
people say, "Well, I believe in God," but if you ask them, "Who is God? What does He look like? What are His activities? What is His form?" they have no idea.
如果有人跟你說他是信神的，那你再問他，究竟神是怎樣的？他是做什麼活動的？他是有什麼事跡的？那他是完全回答不了你的。
I remember when Tamal Krishna Maharaj went to Philippines. At one point, he went to meet the cardinals, who are very high up in the Catholic Church. So in the Philippines, there was one Chinese cardinal, Cardinal Sin. He was a Filipino based in Manila. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj went to meet him.
曾經是我們的Sri Guru Tamal Krishna Goswami在菲律賓跟一個主教談話。 咁佢係一個嘅有中國背景嘅一個菲律賓人嚟嘅。So
he had a number of questions prepared to ask him, and he was asking him, "What are the activities in the kingdom of God?"
咁佢已經有啲問題咧係準備好啦。咁佢見佢嘅時候咧就問佢啦。佢話喺神嘅王國裏邊咧，上邊咧係有啲咩活動進行嘅咧？And
what is God's form and what are His activities there?
咁仲有咧，就神嘅形象係點嘅樣嘅咧，同埋咧佢嘅活動又係點樣嘅咧？
He had a number of questions like this, all trying to expose the Catholic Church or the cardinal that they have no knowledge actually about anything in the kingdom of God.
其實佢咁嘅用意嚟講咧，就係要問清楚啦，喺呢個嘅天主教。 嗰個嘅教堂裏邊咧，佢哋根本完全咧，好多人嚟講咧，都唔認識神嘅，因為佢哋咧答唔到啲問題。They
speak about God, but actually they know nothing about Him.
佢哋經常咧係談論咧係神啦，但係佢哋完全都唔認識神嘅。And
if we look at their own lifestyle, the habits which they have, the Pope, for example, his favorite food is to eat the meat of a very young calf.
咁我哋睇下佢哋個人嘅生活啦。譬如咧，個教宗嚟講咧，佢最中意食物咧就係一啲小牛肉啊。And
they have a very high rate of alcoholism among the fathers or the monks.
咁你睇下佢哋咧，嗰啲神父嚟講咧，佢哋咧經常咧都係醉酒嘅。And
they pass their time, their free time is spent playing snooker and other types of sports.
咁佢哋成日都係即係將自己嘅 嘅時間咧，係用嚟咧係喺做喺運動方面啦，或者係踢波啊咁樣。So
they have no real spiritual activities in their tradition.
所以咧，佢哋喺佢嘅傳統裏邊嚟講咧，係冇一啲實質嘅，或者係一啲好嘅嘢嘅。So
they're meant to be they're guiding others, but if they have no spiritual strength themselves, then how can they give proper guidance or instruction to?
咁佢哋嚟講咧，理應係即係 一啲嘅領導嘅人士啊，如果佢哋都冇靈性嘅力量，佢點樣去領導咧？其實
，So this is the situation in the modern society。
呢個咧就係現今啊，呢個社會咧而家嘅處境啊。
The politicians are simply interested how to make more, how to increase their own estates, get more money and more power for themselves。
咁嗰啲嘅政客嚟講咧，佢哋淨係識得咧係點樣令到自己更有聲譽啦、民望啦，令到咧係自己嘅庫房啦，或者自己嘅袋係更加多錢啦。
And they do not think anything about the real welfare of their own people。
咁佢哋冇真正去照顧到咧佢哋嘅人民咧嘅需要嘅。
But Maharaj Prithu was not that kind of king。
但係咧 ，Maharaj Prithu 毗陀國王咧，佢咧就唔係嗰類嘅國王嚟嘅。
That he was such a wonderful king that。Not only the citizens loved him, but he was very dear to the Lord himself.
咁佢系咁奇妙嘅国王嚟嘅，唔单止咧系所有嘅人民咧都爱戴佢啦，佢而且咧仲系受到至尊主嘅钟爱嘅。
So this is the kind of leader we need actually for the world.
我哋就系需要呢类嘅领袖咧，系俾我哋嘅呢个世界。
Prabhupada encouraged the devotees when some devotees had the idea they wanted to take part in the elections. Prabhupada encouraged them.
咁有啲奉獻者咧，佢哋有即係咁嘅興趣咧，去做呢個嘅選民，唔係選民，係呢個嘅即係參選啊，有興趣參選。咁巴布巴咧鼓勵佢哋。
Prabhupada thought it would be a very good platform for our Krishna consciousness movement to preach.
咁巴布巴認為咧，如果有咁樣嘅人嚟講咧，會係一個好嘅層面咧，係讓係奉獻者去傳教嘅。
So I remember one of the devotees when he was taking part in that. There was one devotee called Balavanta. He was a lawyer actually. So he was taking part in one interview on television with the other candidates who were all competing in the election.
咁我記得咧，有個奉獻者叫Balavanta。咁佢咧就係律師嚟嘅，咁佢又係參選啦。咁當時咧有個即係一個辯論會啦。咁佢哋同其他嘅對手咧一齊去參與嘅。
So that they were interviewing each of the candidates and they were making out what their plans and what they want, what they were offering to the people。
咁當時咧每個嘅政客咧，咁佢哋要即係講出佢哋自己嘅一啲嘅理念啦，點樣去管理啦？咁每一個嘅政客都講嘅。
So when Balavanta had the opportunity to speak, Balavanta began to speak about the importance of the person who represents their state, that they should be God conscious, that they must be God conscious, and only then they can actually be truthful and trustworthy.
咁巴拉温塔呢啲個奉獻者輪到佢講嘅時候，佢呢個理念咧就係話，佢咧就要呢個嘅國家或者呢個嘅社會嚟講咧，係要有神論嘅，只有咁樣先可以再進一步咧，係帶出咧呢個真誠啦，同埋呢個嘅即係守諾言嘅。
So when all of the other candidates heard this, then they all had to admit that this was actually a very important qualification.
咁當其他嘅政客咧聽到呢個奉獻者所講嘅理念之後咧，咁佢哋都承認咧，其實呢個咧係好重要嘅一個資格嚟嘅。
And they all totally agreed with everything Balavanta said, that without being God conscious, without being a religious person, there's no possibility of being a very good politician.
咁佢哋在座咧，每一個都係好同意啦，就係話，如果一個嘅政客嚟講咧，佢唔係好有宗教心嘅話咧，佢唔會做一個好嘅領導嘅。
So people actually need to hear this knowledge of Krishna consciousness, and once they hear it, then they will accept it.
所以咧，人們一般咧，佢哋需要聆聽咧，係呢方面 Krishna 知覺嘅資料嘅。咁當佢哋聆聽嘅時候咧，佢哋都會同意嘅。
Nobody will say, "Oh, this is nonsense. This is not important." They will all have to admit that this is actually true.
咁冇人咧會係話咧，呢啲係唔重要啊，呢啲係冇意思啊。反而咧，佢哋會係覺得係好重要啊，同埋係要實行噶。
So this is our business as devotees, that we have to make the propaganda to let people hear this philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
所以我哋作為奉獻者咧，係我哋嘅責任咧。 就是要講傳咧，係呢個知識咧，係等人哋聽過呢個知識嘅。
Just like some devotees, like Tamal Krishna Maharaj was preaching to the scholars, the different professors in the different institutions.
就好似我哋舒德姑咧，佢係去一啲嘅有學識嘅階層嗰度去傳教啦，同一啲嘅教授啊，同一啲學者啊去傳教。
When people hear that philosophy, then they accept it and they appreciate it. That this is actually real knowledge. This is something very wonderful.
咁當人聽到之後咧，佢哋會講咧係明白咧，係呢個其實好重要嘅知識啊！呢個係即係好真實嘅知識嚟嘅。
So in the same way, if we try to introduce this Krishna consciousness philosophy to whoever we meet, then it will certainly be good for them.
咁我無論我哋遇到咩人咧，我哋都嘗試咧係帶俾 Krishna 知覺俾佢哋咧。
This is our duty as devotees.
呢個就係奉獻者嘅責任。
Lord Chaitanya said, Yari deki tari kaho Krishna upadesh. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna.
咁主財神爺就咁樣訓示啊，佢話咧，無論你去到邊度，遇到咩人，你就同佢講關於 Krishna。
We see when Krishna was speaking Bhagavad Gita, who was the first person who did he instruct it to? Krishna says he instructed this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to the sun god.
咁《博伽梵歌》裏面記載咧，當 Krishna 講《博伽梵歌》，第一個人去接受嘅係邊個咧？佢就係太陽神啦。
He gave the knowledge to the sun god because the sun god would give it to all of the other people under his supervision.
點解佢要俾太陽神咧？因為太陽神聽完之後咧，佢就俾佢下屬。
Just like Buddhism, why did Buddhism spread in India? Because they got so much support from Emperor Ashoka.
咁點解即係當時咧呢個嘅佛教咧係能夠咁廣傳印度咧？因為佢係受到咧呢個國王咧阿玉皇阿叔咧王咧係呢個嘅即係支持嘅。
So if we can introduce Krishna consciousness to some of the leaders of a country, then they can very easily Krishna the message of Krishna consciousness can be spread through the country.
所以如果一個政府嘅領袖咧，佢能夠接受呢個 Krishna 知覺嘅時候咧，咁呢個 Krishna 知覺就會喺個國家裏面好容易廣傳。
So if we have that, this is a very bold preaching to actually give Krishna consciousness to the leaders of our country.
所以好重要，我哋要将呢个 Krishna 知觉俾我哋国家嘅领袖。
Tamal Krishna Maharaj also tried to do that in the Philippines. He met President Marcos and gave him Srimad Bhagavatam.
咁当时咧，我哋舒高爹咧喺呢个菲律宾咧，亦都曾经系做过呢样嘢咧。佢去呢个嘅菲律宾当时嘅政府嘅首长咧，系马可斯咧，系呈献嘅我哋博加亚坛嘅。
Similarly, in India, the devotees brought the president of India, President Bajpai, that he came and opened the temple in Delhi.
咁我哋喺印度咧，我哋都邀请咧喺呢个嘅印度嘅总理啊，定系主席咧，就系嚟到咧我哋嘅大庙嘅开幕仪式啊。
Prabhupada met with Indira Gandhi.
卡奥帕咧，亦都系曾經咧，係同呢個嘅當時嘅政府領袖咧，係甘地咧係見面嘅。
When he went to Mauritius, he met with the Prime Minister of Mauritius at that time.
咁巴霍巴去咗呢個嘅毛里求斯嘅時候咧，佢都係預見咗咧係呢個當時嘅一個嘅政府嘅官員啊。
So politicians are very important people.
咁嗰啲嘅政客咧，嗰啲即係做管理嘅咧，係好重要嘅人物嚟嘅。
It is a great, and if one is able to somehow make contact with such people, then it would be a great service to give them Krishna consciousness.
咁如果我哋有機會能夠去接觸嗰啲人嘅時候咧，呢個係好大嘅機會咧，係俾佢哋咧 Krishna 知覺嘅。
Any questions?
有冇其他問題咧？
Comments?
或者係評論咧？
Well, maybe not immediately, but gradually could develop as if Krishna consciousness flourishes, then can come to that condition.
其實有冇可能我哋喺呢個年代咧會有國王嘅出現咧？咁啊，答案咧就係可能唔係即刻有啦。咁經過一個嘅傳教同埋一個嘅安排咧，係有可能嘅。
Certainly, that would be very nice to.See such things.
如果有咁嘅情況出現咧，係會好好嘅。
Prabhupada indicated that our first few generations may not be very spiritually powerful, but gradually, after a few generations, they could become very pure and full of spiritual power.
帕帕曾經說過,在我們這幾代人,可能不是那麼有靈性力量,但之後,他們會很有力量。
Of course, Maharaj Prithu is he's not just an ordinary person, he's an Shaktivesha avatar produced by the Brahmanas for the purpose of establishing the proper situation on the planet.
當然我們現在讀這個毗陀國王，他不是普通的國王，他是賦予力量的一個神的化身，他是得到婆羅門的支持，是確立有神論的政府。And
I think Maharaj Prithu also appears in Satya Yuga, isn't it? So he's an incarnation in Satya Yuga. So it's a little different from Kali Yuga.
另一件事就是毗陀國王是薩提年代的人物，現在叫卡利年代，所以又不同情況了。In
the Satya Yuga there was only Vena, and Vena was cursed by the Brahmanas. Once Vena was killed, then the Brahmanas could create Maharaj Prithu.
當時只有維納國王那麼罪惡，他受到婆羅門的詛咒而被殺。
But now we've got so many Venas. Big Venas and little Venas everywhere.
So
it's like Lord Nityananda said to Lord Chaitanya that everyone is like Jagai and Madhai. In this age we have to be merciful.
就好像Nityananda跟Chaitanya說，這個世界其實每個都是Jagai和Madhai，即是邪惡的人。我們要對在這個世界的人很仁慈才行。Somehow
we try to create faith and devotion in the fallen souls.
不知怎地，我們嘗試在這裡。
In most of the countries, as we said, that they're simply atheistic governments, but some places it's a little easier. We find Krishna consciousness is given some facilities in some countries more than in others.
雖然地方的政府都無神論，但有些國家來說，政府會幫我們，好讓我們有設施去傳教。
Prabhupada actually appreciated that he could go to America and he could establish Krishna consciousness there without any opposition.
帕帕很感謝美國政府，他在美國建立協會的時候，是沒有任何障礙。But
he was worried that in the future, gradually, even in countries like India, we may find that religious societies will be subject to taxation.
他也擔心在印度來說，雖然是所謂宗教的國家，但遲些可能一些宗教團體可能
Although the taxes should be actually given to the society, in the future they may come and want to take money from the society rather than give money.
理應來說，我們接受捐款，但可能將來我們需要付出款項。 So I can observe that in India, there are a lot of so-called pious people or rich people. In one way, they do a lot of material or bad thing, but they also another way they do a religious practice or some pious activity. So how to see them?
Well, we have to consider what is their motivation in performing pious activities. So often we find that people may perform pious activities simply to increase their own material assets, for their own material benefit.
咁我哋要睇下佢哋做嗰啲嘅宗教活動、虔誠活動嘅時候，抱住咩動機啊？咁佢哋可能咧係諗住咧，希望得到更多嘅物質上嘅擁有啦，或者係物質上嘅一啲嘅回報咁樣啊。
They're not actually interested in real devotion to God, but they will make a show of doing some religious activities just simply to get some material benefit for their own material gain. Now such activity is certainly better than being an atheist and not doing any type of religious activities, but still it is not pure devotion.
當然他們做一些虔誠活動的時候是好過無神論者什麼都不做，但依然他們做這個活動的時候，不是最好的。So
we encourage them with their activities, but at the same time we should point out to them the temporary nature of material benefit.
當然我們要鼓勵他們繼續做一些好的事，但與此同時我們都解釋給他們，一些物質的得益只不過是短暫的。
They need to hear more the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Well, I'm not fully convinced that everyone will be scared if you talk about religion. I think if people are willing to come here, they must expect there's going to be some religion. Because they just have to look at this place and they can see this is not just a house. That this is actually a temple and there's definitely religious activities here. And just look at our dress. What, in our own temple? Really? Who said that? Well, I don't think you need to do that. I don't think you have to go that far. I wouldn't agree with that. I think in our own temple you can afford to wear saris and things. Sometimes when we would, of course, for going out some places and preaching, like when Bhakti Tirthar Swami had his preaching program, he thought, you know, better not to wear sari and like...
問題就是我們有時廟堂做一些活動，可能要低調一點傳教，媽媽就不同意，如果來到我們廟，他們知道這個不是屋，這個是廟，有些活動來說，應該是比較直接一些。
Like the cooking class, for example. It depends on the style that I don't. Obviously, different devotees have different ways of doing things. They may have their preferences, but don't have a particular sense. Devotees, obviously, if they have, like, if someone's doing the cooking class, they may want to do it in a particular way. Or someone is having the Saturday night program, they might want to do it in a particular way. So we can't legislate that it all has to be done.
Still, we've seen the cooking class go on for a number of years now with good success, and you know, we've never had any problem. Devotees, you know, devotees are around; they see us all the time. People come, they see us. It doesn't bother, doesn't make any difference. But we have to remember that once you stop wearing your devotee clothes, that it becomes more dangerous. The preaching becomes more of a risk. Because you can easily forget that you're a devotee and become caught up in the other lifestyle.
當然有時傳教需要或者你要穿便服，但亦都有個危險性在，如果你經常穿便服的話，你可能忘記了你是一個仆奉獻者。
And then you've got a whole, you've got to come all the way back. If you get somebody who's interested, then you have to change them around, and you have to teach them about how devotees dress and everything. But if from the very beginning they've seen you dress as a devotee, then that's not important. They already know.
咁如果你去隱藏奉獻者嗰個嘅衣裝啊，或者身份嘅時候，咁到時佢有興趣 Krishna 知過嘅時候咧，要由頭開始又要帶翻佢哋翻嚟啊！原來咧奉獻者咁樣著衫嘅，咁樣。
And wearing the devotee clothes certainly helps to make us more Krishna conscious.
一個人佢著奉獻者嘅衣裝咧，佢可以幫人咧更加 Krishna 知過。
These are the clothes of the spiritual world.
呢個係靈性世界嘅衣裝。
It is certainly a big compromise once you start putting on ordinary clothes and try to preach.
當然呢個係好大嘅節約同埋節衷嚟嘅。如果一個人要著一個便服嚟到傳教嘅時候。
咁
有時咧，我覺得啲人咧係。會更加尊重我哋。如果我哋著呢個奉獻者衣裝嘅時候
，Yeah, certainly we can also preach in ordinary clothes, but it is so much nicer for us to be able to preach in our devotee clothes.
咁當然啦，我哋可以咧係著便服傳教嘅。但係咧著奉獻者嘅衣裝傳教咧，我覺得更加係適合，更加好。有時
，Of course, we agree the external dress is not important, but it does help.To change our consciousness, so that we can become more conscious of being a devotee.
我同意咧，就係話，即係呢個咧係外表嘅衣裝咧，係唔係最重要嘅？但係咧有幫助嘅，幫助我哋咧去傳教嘅，幫助我哋記起 Krishna。
Anyway, as we, there are different ways of preaching. We have to judge by the results. If you're able to make devotees by changing your dress and putting on ordinary clothes and going preaching, then that is a great achievement. It's very good.
不過點都好啦，講翻轉頭咧，就係話我哋傳教咧，就係話要睇個成果啊。如果你係著普通衫褲去傳教傳得好嘅話咧，呢個係好成就，好成功嘅，係好嘅。
But if it becomes simply sense gratification, that thing.You know, somebody said, "Oh, I can't go and preach. I have to get new clothes. I have to buy all this. You know, and you have to spend a lot of money and go out and buy a whole new wardrobe every time just to go out and preach."
咁當然啦，我哋唔好話即係一個藉口啦，變成一個感官享樂啦。話哦，我要著便服啊，我又買新衫啦，我有好多使好多錢啊咁樣。
I remember that's how it used to be in England. There was whenever came to the asked devotees to go on Sankirtan.And they would go in ordinary clothes. And they say, "I have to buy new clothes before I go on Sankirtan."
咁我記得咧喺英國咧有啲奉獻者咧，當佢哋去Sankirtan嘅時候咧，佢哋覺得啊真係好啦，我要買新衫啦。
It would cost so much money. The temple would have to give huge amounts of money. All the women would go out and buy new clothes for their Sankirtan.
咁個情況咧就係話 temple 要使好多錢啦，買新衫俾你著。
But actually, preaching is very easy. You know, you take whatever you've got, and you just use it. If you have clothes, well, whatever dress you have, just like in the airport. I remember there was one devotee. He was going on Sankirtan in the airport, and he forgot his wig. You know, in the airports we always wear a wig. You know, so he forgot his wig. He just shaved his head. And you know, nowadays to have a shaved head is common. A lot of people, it's very fashionable to have a shaved head. But in those days, like 20 years ago, to have a shaved head was really something, you know.
咁啊，廿年前咧，我記得有個奉獻者咧，佢去呢個嘅機場派書，咁當時咧個都要戴假髮，佢啱啱剃咗頭。咁當時嚟講，如果剃咗頭咧，係一個即係好奇怪嘅一個嘅動作嚟嘅。
But when he went, he just became so inspired and enthusiastic. You know, he just went around. He was selling books better than he ever did.
但係佢即係唔記得帶咁冇所謂啦。咁佢啊，但係好熱心去賣書。咁佢賣啲書仲比其他人多添。
So it really doesn't matter what we wear. It's really our mind, where our consciousness is at, which is important.
咁所以唔重要嘅，我哋著咩衣裝，我哋 反而咧係我哋內心嘅嗰個嘅意識之覺仲更加重要嘅。
Okay, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.